This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, I've been a county commissioner for 30 years, and this is the worst 2 or 3 years that we've ever had.
Mark Grebner with the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning that of the $5 million of budget cuts this year, $2 million were real cuts, and that's likely to again be the case next year.
It never occurred to us that the value of property in the county would drop by 5% year over year. And so we just got wallop.
Over 90% of nurses at Sparrow Hospital rejecting a proposed labor contract, and with that vote, authorizing a walkout. While the hospital claims it has increased its workforce, Jeff Breslin with the Michigan Nurses Association on WILS today says staffing levels remain a key sticking point.
The proposal that they came back with did raise staffing in certain areas, but it lowered it in others, and it's not a good agreement.
Detroit Tiger fans in the Lansing area are mourning the loss of former manager Sparky Anderson. He died this week as a result of dementia at the age of 76. Lynn Henning with the Detroit News talking about Anderson's legacy on WILS.
He knew how to create a proper relationship with a baseball team that had his own unique mark.
And the Michigan Liquor Control Commission banning 55 varieties of alcoholic energy drinks. An official says the commission finds that the products are just not safe. Stores have 30 days to clear their shelves of the beverages. Ingham County officials reacting to the rejection of a proposal for police service by voters in rural townships. The Sheriff's Department says response times may now be delayed by up to a day, although Commissioner Mark Grebner tells WILS's Tony Connolly there's a simple solution.
We should all understand that they have the power to levy the money without a vote of the people. Each of those townships has the taxing power, if they want to levy taxes and pay for police.
Nurses at Sparrow Hospital saying no to a new labor contract. One of the reasons over 90% of them voted against the contract was staffing levels. Jeff Breslin with the Michigan Nurses Association on WILS says there are not enough nurses to cover the current workload.
We need to make sure that we have enough resources to be able to take care of the patients effectively and safely when they come into the hospital.
Although John Berg, an executive director at Sparrow Hospital, disagrees and says more positions have been created in response to the growing number of patients.
We definitely have increasing patient volume, so we have been increasing our staffing by over 161 nurses so far year to date.
And East Lansing's Democratic State Senator Gretchen Whitmer elected the first female minority leader of that body. Talking on WILS, she says she plans to have a productive relationship with Republican Governor-elect Rick Snyder.
We have many friends in common who think that we will have many opportunities to work together. So I'm hopeful and open-minded and optimistic.
Big changes ahead for Ingham County's rural townships as voters reject a ballot tax proposal for police service. The Sheriff's Department says response times will now be delayed dramatically, and Ingham County Commissioner Mark Grebner tells WILS's Tony Connolly that budget cuts are changing longstanding policies.
People don't want to pay taxes. And, you know, someplace the services have got to be cut. They voted themselves free police services and everything else. And for 50 years, they've gotten away with it.
East Lansing State Senator Gretchen Whitmer elected the first female minority leader in the Senate. Speaking on WILS today, she reflects on her party's dismal performance in Tuesday's elections and says many Democrats stayed home.
I find that extremely depressing. But, you know, I get it because you have the pendulum that swings. And 2 years ago was a great victory for Democrats. And this year was not.
As Governor Jennifer Granholm begins her lame duck period, she predicts a friendly relationship between the legislature and Governor-elect Rick Snyder and offers his team some advice.
I think they should start meeting right away with the legislative leadership. From what I understand, the legislative leadership will be a lot more cooperative than the ones that have been in place over the past few years, and I think that's very healthy and good.
One thing Snyder won't be doing as governor, at least initially, is moving to Lansing after taking the oath of office. He plans to remain in his suburban Ann Arbor home until his youngest daughter finishes high school. Snyder will be regularly commuting to the capital city. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around 24. On Saturday, a slight chance of snow in the morning, then turning partly sunny with a high near 43. And Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 52. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.